The Laws of Cricket 2017 Code, 2nd Edition, 2019, Copyright Marylebone Cricket Club Law 13 Innings Number of innings a match shall be 1 or 2 innings for each side according to agreement reached before the match. It may be agreed to limit any innings to a number of overs or to a period of time. If such an agreement is made, then in a 1 innings match a similar agreement shall apply to both innings. In a 2 innings match similar agreements shall apply to the first innings of each side or to the second innings of each side or to both innings of each side. For both 1 innings and 2 innings matches, the agreement must also include criteria for determining the result when neither of law 16.1, a win, 2 innings match, or 16.2, a win, 1 innings match, applies. Alternate innings in a 2 innings match each side shall take their innings alternately except in the cases provided for in law 14, the follow-on, or in law 15.2, forfeiture of an innings. Completed innings a side's innings is to be considered as completed if any of the following applies: the side is all out. At the fall of a wicket or the retirement of a batsman, further balls remain to be bowled but no further batsman is available to come in. The captain declares the innings closed. The captain forfeits the innings. In the case of an agreement under 13.1.2, either the prescribed number of overs has been bowled or the prescribed time has expired as appropriate. The toss: the captains shall toss a coin for the choice of innings, on the field of play and in the presence of one or both of the umpires, not earlier than 30 minutes, nor later than 15 minutes before the scheduled or any rescheduled time for the start of play. Note, however, the provisions of Law 1.3, Captain. Decision to be notified as soon as the toss is completed. The captain of the side winning the toss shall decide whether to bat or to field and shall notify the opposing captain and the umpires of this decision. Once notified, the decision cannot be changed.